Well, I think with the new $100 carry-on fee, Spirit Airlines sort of seals the deal as sort of the worst on fees. Allegiant Airlines, which some people may not know, also has a carry-on fee as well. But I would give the airlines relatively low marks with $9 billion in check bag and rebooking fees last year alone.
There's a little bit here that we see that says four reasons to not hate these carry-on fees, and I'm still having trouble with that because apparently it does keep your actual airfare down. So, but it comes out somewhere.
Yeah, so basically these fees in general have kept airfare down to some degree. Now, we've had 22 attempted airfare hikes last year, six this year. Airlines have struggled to pass on fuel cost onto consumers. This $9 billion has kept them afloat, barely with their heads above water. Certainly, the other reasons that you may like fees is, hey, guess what? Elite travelers used to get some of these products. You didn't even have a chance to get those products before. So with a fee, you can get, a standby ticket for $50 where you couldn't get one before. You can get, a little bit better seat for $15. We use early bird check-in for my 85-year-old father-in-law. He gets into the first boarding group for a $10 to $15 fee. So some of these fees actually I like personally, but for the most part, most people, when it comes to check bags and meals and sodas and a variety of other things that they've thrown up trial balloons with before, those are the ones that are the most egregious.
What is it that the airlines don't want you to know about the fees?
Well, first of all, try to find out about the fees from their homepage. If you want to get their list of a sushi menu of fees, go to their homepage and try to find it. They won't give you that list. Now, there are some new rules last August and back January where they have to disclose a few things. But the bottom line is that they don't want you to know that what the fees are because they don't want you comparing apples to apples when you go out to price your airline tickets.
All right, Rick, before we let you go, what are some good deals from Seattle right now, if any?
Yeah, if I was going to go coast to coast right now, Washington, D.C. is your best bet, $280 round trip. Philadelphia would be my second best at about $330. If you're going sort of a middle America, Denver's your best bet right now at about $200 round trip. And certainly Las Vegas and Los Angeles at $180 round trip are always a good deal out of Seattle.